Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Oh, saturate our soul. Saturate our soul with your presence, with your love, with your grace. Saturate us now, Holy Spirit. Saturate us now. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in us. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, saturate. Saturate us. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You welcome. We welcome you. You welcome. We welcome you. Saturate our souls. Saturate our souls. Our soul is where we're being renewed. Our soul is where we need you just to fill us up and saturate us. Do that for us this morning, Holy Spirit. Every part that's yet to be saturated, every part that's yet to be full of your presence, we ask you to fill that space in us. Fill that space in us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. We welcome you. We welcome your presence to continue to stay with us and do what you want to do. Have your way in us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for you. Thank you for these, your people. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God you are. What an awesome God you are, Lord. And we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Saturate, Lord, saturate. Saturate those on Zoom, Lord. As you're saturating us here, saturate us, Lord, with your presence. Saturate our souls, Lord. Saturate us with your fullness. In our souls. Yes, we open our souls up to you, Lord. We open our heart and our soul up to you and we say, saturate us, Lord. Saturate us, Lord. Saturate us, Lord. Getting rid of every trace of carnality, Lord. Get rid of every place of carnal thinking and carnal actions, Father God. Saturate us with your presence. 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 Saturate us with your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a blessing to be here this morning. What a blessing to be here this morning. I'll say good morning. I think I said hello and welcome, but I didn't say good morning. So it's a blessing to be here this morning. Last week, we had such a powerful message from Jet Rama, teaching us on how to have peace in all circumstances. And I don't know about you, it was a powerful message for me. If you have not listened to the message again, go to the website, listen to it again. Amen. The more you listen to it, amen, the more you receive from the word of God and from the man of God. So be sure you go back and listen again to what he shared with us on last week. And I had several ways I wanted to, well, a couple of ways I wanted to go this morning. But as the man of God taught us last week, which I already knew, that, you know, if you don't have peace about something, then you shouldn't proceed with it. And I had no peace about the two ways I wanted to go, or the two messages that I had got I had it jotted down, and it started working on one of them. So I had no peace about it. So since I had no peace about it, if you ain't got peace about something, don't try to make it work. Don't try to make it work. So since I knew better, I didn't try to make it work. So I just waited. I just waited to hear from the Lord. And then finally, it might have been Friday night, was Saturday morning early, I heard from the Lord. And I thought about Jet's message last week, and I thought about the life of Christ. And I thought about, in all that Jet taught us on last week and shared with us on last week, that the main thing behind the peace and the joy had to be trust. It had to be trust. And I thought about the life of Jesus and how he walked with the disciples. And he was teaching them to learn how to trust him. You can't have peace and joy without trust. You can't have a good marriage without trust. You can't have a good friendship without trust. Every relationship needs trust. We need trust. So I want to talk today about trusting our way to peace and joy. Trusting our way to peace and joy. And we do that by what? Trusting Jesus. We do that by trusting Jesus. You can't trust your way to peace and joy without trusting Jesus. Just like you can't have a godly good marriage without trusting each other in your marriage. If you have a trust issue, you got a problem. Because if you have a trust issue, you have a lack of peace and you have a lack of joy. Wherever there's a lack of a trust issue lack, there's going to be a lack of peace. There's going to be a lack of joy. And trust is something we need in all our relationships. But at the same time, all relationships are different. So there's going to be a different amount of trust in every relationship, because trust is different. So what is trust? Trust is to be confident or sure. To be confident or sure. It expresses the feeling of safety and security that is felt when one can rely on someone or something else. So it's to be confident, it's to be sure. I thought about salvation when I was thinking about this message and bringing it before the Lord and looking at what was in my heart about this message. If you're in your salvation walk today, you got to be confident and sure that Jesus is the only means of your salvation. He's the only means of salvation. Andrew said, it's not Jesus plus something else. You got to have confidence that your salvation is because of Jesus and what he did on the cross. And because of him, you are saved, 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 saved. Born again, born again, born again. Tim told us, Tim told us something about it this morning. You know, you got to be confident that at the cross, Jesus took care of it. So salvation should not be an issue. If your salvation is still an issue, then you have a lack of trust. You're not trusting in Jesus and what he did at the cross. You're trying to trust in something else. And whatever that something else is missing, or whatever that something else is, then you're trusting that plus Jesus. Don't work. Don't work. So if you're doing it that way, you have no peace and joy in your salvation because you're not trusting Jesus and him alone. Him alone. Him alone. Him alone. We're going to start with salvation. That's the basic thing. Him alone. I remember very clearly when I was believing that my salvation was based on Jesus, what he did at the cross, plus something else. I had no peace. I had no joy. I had joy and peace when I did everything right that I was taught that was right. But if I sidestepped, my joy and peace went. Dan said it was religion, and it was. But I remember when I said, okay, Lord, you know, my salvation is not based on how I feel. Because guess what? Sometimes you feel saved and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel strong and sometimes you don't. Somebody says, doesn't matter about, you know, sometimes you might feel like you're married and sometimes you don't, but you're still married. Whether you feel like it or not, you're still married. You can't throw the man away, you can't throw the woman away just because you don't feel like you're married. So salvation, we're saved and born again, no matter how we feel, because what Jesus has done is done. It's inside you. The work is on the inside of you. So salvation is all about trusting the finished work of Jesus and that alone. Please throw out the religious stuff. Please throw out all that other junk. Throw it out because it's not scripture. It's not scripture. So trust can be placed in God. I read 2 Kings 18:5 by Hezekiah. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. So Hezekiah trusted in the God of Israel. That's where his trust was. He had an army. He had all these soldiers, but his trust was not in his army, and his trust was not in the soldiers. His trust was in the Lord God of Israel. He trusted in God. He trusted in the Lord. He didn't trust in all that other stuff. I think about David. When David killed Goliath, David had a slingshot and 5 smooth stones. But David did not trust the slingshot nor the 5 smooth stones. David trusted what God would do through him with the slingshot and the stones. So David's trust was not in what he had in his hands, but his trust was in the Lord God that could do what God did through his hands. David trusted the Lord. God was his source. God was his source. Then we can, our trust can be placed in other people. Sometimes people trust other people instead of God. Judges 9:26 says this, and Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren. There was a war going on, and Gaal needed help. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren, and went over, well, Shushan needed help. He went over to Shushim, and the men of Shushim put their confidence in him. So people were coming against Shushim, and Gael and the son of Ebed came with his brethren and went over to Shushim. And when he got there, the people in Shushim had their confidence in Gael coming to help them. Sometimes we have confidence in other people. Let's go back to David and Goliath. The Philistine had their confidence in Goliath. As long as they had Goliath, they thought they were safe. Israel wouldn't attack. Nobody else came and attacked because Goliath was tall. How tall he is, I don't know. I've heard, but I don't know how tall he was. But they had confidence in Goliath. They put their confidence in a man. But David had his confidence in the Lord. And trust is confidence. So don't put your trust in other people. And then trust can be placed in things. We're going to go back to David again. Psalms 44:6. David said this. David said, "For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me." I don't know where your confidence and your trust is this morning, but it should not be in things. Our trust and confidence should be in the Lord, and the Lord uses things. I want you to think about something right now. I want you to think about your life. Think about your daily life. Think about last week if you want to. Think about last week. Think about every day of last week. Think about your life. What area of your life last week? What came up? What thoughts did you have that caused you not to have peace? What area was your peace lacking? The door's going to close, y'all. You're going to hear it because the wind's blowing it. There it goes. It did quietly. So think about what area you had in your life. On Zoom, you do this too. People on Zoom, think about your last week. Think about what area of your life, what happened last week that caused you not to have peace and not to have joy. Think about that. And then when you think about it, I want you to think about this. You didn't have your peace and your joy because somehow you weren't trusting in Jesus. It was a trust issue. It was a trust issue. That trust issue caused that peace and that joy to kind of wane. It was a trust issue. When I was thinking about the message for today and nothing wasn't working, I got a little anxiety came. And I said, okay, I'm not trusting. I guess that's where the message came from. I'm not trusting. I'm not trusting. I'm not having peace and not having joy. There's an anxiety present because I'm thinking about Sunday's coming. It's Friday. What am I going to say? And I found out it was a trust issue. And the Holy Spirit brought me right back. So, okay, who your trust is in him. Your trust is not in the fact that it's Friday. Your trust is not in you and what you, nothing about you, but your trust is in Jesus. Do you trust that he will give you what you need? Do you trust that he will make a way? Do you trust that he got this, even when you ain't got it? You got this, Jesus. All of a sudden, the anxiety left. My peace came back. My joy returned. Trusting your way to joy and peace. The Bible tells us to have what? Not to have confidence. Let me read it. Yeah, it is. That's right, Daniel. I wanted to read. Do I remember the prince and the king part? But it is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in man. Then the next verse says, It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princesses. Then Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Can you remember to trust? In the midst of everything that goes on and the things that come and go, can you remember to trust? When it looked hard and it looked like it's not going to work out, don't feel like it's going to work out, can you remember to trust? Trust God. If you trust Jesus, you trust God. If you trust God, you trust the Holy Spirit. You can trust all three of the Trinity. Trust. Have confidence in the Lord. Have confidence in the word of God. Have confidence in what he said. And that means now you're going to have to take confidence out of yourself. You're going to have to stop putting your confidence in you. You're going to have to stop putting your confidence in other people as to being your sole source. It's okay to have confidence in one another, but put your confidence in the Lord and then through the other people. Why is it that God told us to become like little children? What is it about little children that brings trust? What is it about children that makes them easy to trust? It's easy for children to learn to trust. Did you not know we have to learn to trust? But it's easy for children to learn to trust. But if they come in this world and they have parents that trust the Lord and always looking to the Lord, then it's easy for them to learn to trust God. But what if they have parents that don't trust God? What if they have parents that don't trust nobody? Then those children are going to learn not to trust. What are you teaching your children? What have you already taught your children? Did you teach them to trust? Or are you teaching them not to trust? They learn from us. When we trust and they see us trust the Lord, they learn to trust the Lord. One time I picked my granddaughter up, I picked her up from dance, from school, went home. She had to get her dance clothes and get dressed for dance. We went in the house. I had left my keys in the car, came out of the house, locked the house door, cars were locked, couldn't get back in the house, couldn't get in the car, and my cell phone's in the car. Couldn't call nobody. I went next door to the neighbor's house to try to call my daughter, and I did, but of course she didn't recognize the number, so she didn't answer. And I get back to the porch and I say, now Tamia's already learned to trust, been teaching her to trust. At the moment, I'm not trusting. So I get back to the porch and I say, Tamia, I guess we got to pray. She said, Grandma, I already prayed. She already trusted. I said, what you pray? I pray to me. Get in the car so I can get a dance on time. She's trusting because had she not been trusted, she wouldn't have prayed. And she's a child, so she don't know how not to trust God right then. And so she's trusting that we're going to get in the car. We're going to get the dance on time. Somebody came by that I knew from church. And so I flagged them down, not from this church, from church I've been at the time. I flagged them down, got their cell phone, and I tried to call my daughter again. And I sent her a text. This time, she answered. She came. We got in the car. Got Tamia to dance. And guess what? It was on time. It was on time. It was on time. Sometimes our children are more quicker to trust than we are. We have been so programmed by our experiences of when things didn't work out, not realizing it didn't work out because we weren't trusting. So now we need to trust. We need to learn to trust. We need to learn to trust. Trust them. Trust your way to peace and joy. I've been walking this road of learning to trust God for a while. And the more I walk this road of trusting him, the more easier it gets. It's easy to give up. It's easy to quit, believe it or not. But it's much harder to trust God and know that he said he was going to do it. His word said he's going to do it. He's going to come through. How do you know you're trusting? Jet told us last week, you know you're trusting because you got peace, you got joy. If you ain't got no peace and joy, then you're not trusting. You're not trusting. The Bible says, the wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Did you not know that fear will make you quit and run, but trust will make you bold? Trust will make you bold. Trust will make you bold. We're going to go to a story in the Bible about the rich young ruler. It's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I think one of the gospel calls him the rich young ruler. And some of them just say he was a young man. Anyway, he came to Jesus. And he said, good master. And Jesus said, why do you call me good? There's no one good but the Father. No one good but God. And so he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, you know, the commandments, honor your mother and father. Don't steal. You know, don't covet your neighbor's stuff. He lamed out the commandments. And by that time, the rich young ruler probably was thinking, oh, I got this thing made. I've kept all those from my youth. And then Jesus said, you lack one thing, though. You lack one thing. Go sell all you got and give to the poor. And the Bible says the young man went away sorrowful because he had much riches. He had a trust issue. He trusted in the riches more than he trusted in Jesus. He wasn't willing to part with what he had, not trusting that God will take care of him, in spite of not having the riches. And so he went away sorrowful. He had a trust issue. He had a trust issue. He had a trust issue. And I wonder this morning, do we have a trust issue? Is there a place in our life where we lack trust in God in that area? My trust issue with the sermon for today was temporary. Thank the Lord. I recovered. But we can have trust issues that come upon us from day to day, from situation to situation. But if you have an area where you have a long-term trust issue, then you need to deal with that. You need to trust the Lord. Trust him. It's not easy. It's not easy for me to trust God with this church, but I trust him. It's not easy to trust, not trust what I see, but trust what I believe. And all of you have to trust because you're sitting here. You're sitting here because you trust. You trust that the Lord is going to bless us. You trust that he's going to bless the ministry. That's why you're here. Trust. Trust the Lord. Trust him. Trust him to meet your needs. Trust him with the healing of your body. Trust him with your family situation. Trust him with your children. Trust him in whatever area it is. Trust him. Trust him. And please, don't try to work it out yourself. Don't try to do it on your own. I've tried to work things out and made a big mess. Trust the Lord. Let him work it out. Let him do it for you. The Lord began to deal with me about the life of Jesus and how Jesus walked among the disciples and the people. And I began to see something, that everything Jesus did had an element in it of teaching the people to learn to trust him. The sick learned to trust him to heal their bodies, so they came to be healed. They began to trust him for whatever they needed. And Jesus did it. He did it. He did it. The Hebrew boy said that when they were threatening to put him in the fiery furnace, they had to trust God. They said, I know God is able, but in case we don't get out, I'm not going to bow. I trust them to get me out, and I trust them if he don't. But I trust them. You see, the end don't always look like we want it to look. It might not be come like we want it to come. I thank God for what Jet said last week, you know, about, and don't just focus on the outcome. Don't focus on the end, but trust the process. Enjoy the process. Trust the process. Sometimes we miss so much because we're looking at the finish line and we ain't trusting the process. We're not looking at all the joy and all the peace we got right now as we get to where we want to get over yonder. Trust the process. Trust God with the process. Make it a point every day to trust him. Don't lean upon your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He'll do it. But we got to let him do it by trusting him. Trust him. Trust him with your bodies. Trust him with your body. Trust him in whatever it is that you need to trust him with, but trust him. Trust him. I'm going to let y'all in on a little, well, it's not a secret. I'm getting ready to tell it. I had to trust him with my age. Oh, Lord, am I too old to be trying to start a ministry, do a church? So finally, you know what I did? I had to trust him with my age. There was other areas I had to trust him with, but the age was the last one. I had to learn to trust him with my age. Okay, Lord, it doesn't matter. I trust you. If I were 90, I would still have to trust you. I got to trust you. And not my age. Because you know what I was doing before? I was not trusting him. I was trusting my age. If I was 30 years old or 40, age would not have been an issue. So I've been trusting in my age. So God, I'm not trusting age. I'm trusting you. And are you trusting your job but not trusting God? Are you trusting your income, your paycheck, and not trusting God? Are you putting your trust in a person or a thing and not God? Are you trusting other people to work it out for you and you're not trusting God? Trust the Lord. Trust Jesus. Trust that every word he said, he will bring it to pass. He will bring it to pass. Jet told us, take the word, meditate on the word, and speak it. And trust that when you speak it, God will bring it to pass. Trust him to do it. Trust him to do it. And guess what? When you trust him to do it, he will do it. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. Amen. Let's stand. Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness. And God, we say thank you. Trust is something, God, that we can grow in. We need to grow in our trust in you. Help us, Lord. Every opportunity that comes our way where we can trust you, Lord, help us to agree and to trust you. Not to look for some other avenue, some other way, but trust you. Trust what we hear from you. Trust what you say that you're going to do. Help us trust in your word. Help us to trust in the fact that you've already brought us this far. You've already done so many things for us that you're not going to abandon us or fail us now. Help us to trust that and to trust you, Lord. You are more than enough. You are more than enough for us, Lord. You are more than enough for us, Lord. And God, it's you that changes hearts. We cannot change another person's heart, but God, you can change a heart. You can sway a mind. You can give us favor. So God, we say thank you. Help us trust you to do all that. Help us to trust you to do it. And then whatever you lead us to do, then we will do that. God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us. And help us to allow you to help us. If we need to take baby steps, then Lord, help us take baby steps in trust. But help us to just start trusting. In those areas where we need to trust, help us just to start trusting. Knowing that you will work it out. Because God, the truth of the matter is, you've already worked it out. You already know the end from the beginning. You already know the in between. You know what we don't know. And you see what we don't see. So we have to trust you. Not how we feel. Not what the enemy tell us. Not the lies of the enemy, and not what other people say that's contrary to the truth. But God, help us to trust you and what you say and what your word says. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We want to walk trusting you, allowing our peace and our joy to flourish. Even in the midst of tough times and all circumstances, like the man of God said last week, we want to trust you. You're our source, not ourselves. So God, we say thank you for a trusting life, trusting in you every day, every day. Trusting you, trusting you. And not our own understanding, trusting you for today and tomorrow, trusting you in every situation, trusting not what it looked like, but God, help us to trust you. Help us take our eyes, our focus off of the situation, but help us to put our eyes on you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask you that this morning, Father. And we know we have what we ask for because we trust you to bring it to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. 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 Well, thank you for coming.